at AAP or anything exciting that you want to talk about right now?
You know, we just want to thank the FDA for coming out
here. I knew it.
It was a lovely week. Always appreciate their visits.
That's so funny. So the FDA shows up unannounced, as they always do, and you know, obviously Dr. Jeff's got a lot of things to do here. They show up unannounced. They go, hey, we're here for a inspection and a visit.
Yeah, and this was just one of those weeks where there was just so much going on, and it was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, no, serious. I thought maybe someone was pulling a prank on me. You know, that's just part of what we do. So when they show up, you accommodate, and, you know, we're open book here, so we got nothing to hide and hide. Good job, John.
Anyway, Alisa, why don't we go right ahead and start moving to some of the stories? We are having a little bit of an echo on our side that we're going to try to get fixed during the break.
Okay.
So if you could go ahead and lead us down this path, that would be wonderful. The lovely and talented Alisa Profumo.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about a new craze in the food industry. Instead of using plates, or when Carl read the email this morning, he said Pilates. He misread the word, but no, it's like plates are kind of passe and bowls are all the rage right now.
Yeah. So who started that? I mean, I want to say the bowl started in these Mexican places, you know, like Chipotle and stuff. You go in and instead of getting something wrapped in a flour tortilla, you got it in a bowl instead, right?
Yeah, and there's, like, out in L.A., there's a restaurant that's called Edibol, E-D-I-B-O-L, and one in Midtown in Manhattan has opened up. It's an American brasserie, and they do a lot of different bowls. I have a recipe here from theirs. It's called Lexington Brass, and it's got grain in it, but I featured this one because I like the picture. It has a fried egg on top of it. So you could really put any kind of grain in the bowl or no grain at all and just use, like, lettuce, or if you eat rice, you could put rice in it instead of, or quinoa if you eat quinoa. But they have heirloom tomatoes and seedless cucumbers, feta cheese. They sprinkle it with olive oil and lemon juice and some white sesame seeds and a little bit of sumac spice. And then they put an egg on top of it.
And you know what that reminds me of, Alisa? What's that Korean dish? Bim bom bim boom. What's it called?
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
There's a Korean dish that's called like bim bom boom or something like that. I mean, it's not English, but it's actually Korean words that sound like that. And they put a fried egg on top of it. It's so good.
It's really good. So, but I just thought this was interesting. Another one that I have here has Greek yogurt, which, you know, we always put our, well, unless you're, but they're putting smoothies or protein shakes. The woman was talking about smoothies, but. In a bowl, yes.
Have we become cats now? We have to drink out of a bowl?
Well, and they're topping it with coconut flakes or fruit or nuts. Do I have an echo?
No, we hear you fine.
Okay.
Do you hear an echo from us?
No, I don't now.
Okay. So, every now and then I just hit the mute button and it kind of kills the echo for a while. We'll get it figured out.
Okay, but this one looks really good. It has Greek yogurt, which I love, some creamy natural peanut butter on top, and a little bit of berry jam preserves. And I just recently bought a preserve. We don't use it a lot, just a little bit. The bilberry preserve. Remember that one, Carl?
It's really good. I've never had bilberry before, and we had this bilberry preserve. It's fantastic. Yeah, really good.
And then just a little sprinkle of peanuts on it, and it looks incredible. But it just goes to show if you use imagination.
It's a bowl, so you put it in a bowl. It's like a Slurpee in a bowl.
But you can do the same thing on a dish.
Yeah, on a dish. Yeah.
Except for the bowls are now like the end thing. And then lastly, of course you can make lettuce bowls. And the big thing with at other places is bread bowls, but lettuce bowls for our audience would be really, and we do that at home all the time.
Yeah, lettuce bowls are cool. You know what? But again, the Mexican restaurant started this. Remember when they first came out with the taco bowls where you could actually eat the bowl? It was a shell.
Yep.
Well, so those things are disgusting too.
Bread bowls. Yeah. Very, very cool. So the reality is that this is just a new way to get people to eat bad food.
Well, no,
that's
no,
all.
Or you can eat it. You can eat healthy. Just, you know, you just have to put our twist on it, you know?
Yeah, the food that you choose to put in it
exactly
makes a difference.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. So what else is going on in the news, Elisa Profumo?
Well, I wanted to talk about breastfeeding.
Yes, I love talking about breastfeeding. Oh, you mean for babies. I'm sorry.
There is a campaign going on in Brazil. And they are saying in a photo, it shows a picture of a woman breastfeeding and has a picture of a donut as the woman's breast. And it says, your child is what you eat.
True. We've talked about this on the show. How many years have we been saying that's also true of cows that give milk that we drink? I mean, what the mother eats is what comes out in the milk.
Your habits in the first 1,000 days of gestation can prevent your child from developing serious diseases, it continues. Well, according to a woman who is a spokesperson for La Leche League International.
La Leche League. They're leading. They've been leading the fight for decades to get more women to do the thing that's right, which is breastfeed.
Well, but she's saying that it's absolutely not true that what you eat equals what the milk is.
I would say to a certain degree she's right, but there is a certain degree that that's not true, and I can prove that. But women who are exposed to certain things like phthalates and glyphosate, we know that glyphosate is showing up in mother's breast milk. So they're not. So here's my opinion of La Leche League. They've done an outstanding job of reversing the damage that was done to us in the 50s, where doctors said formula is better for your child than breast milk, which is a lie. It's not. If you can breastfeed, that's the right way to do it. If you can't breastfeed, you got to go to formula. You can't let the baby die. But what happened was La Leche League came forward and said, this is idiocy. We have people that can't afford to buy formula feeling guilty because they're breastfeeding. They should feel good. Breastfeeding is natural. So La Leche League led the battle to get women to understand that they should be breastfeeding. But then social mores suppressed women from breastfeeding. Oh, you know, that's gross. Don't breastfeed in a restaurant. You know, what are you supposed to do? So then they came out with breast pumps. The bottom line is La Leche League is afraid that if women start to get this message that the poisons in their diet are coming out in their breast milk, they're going to not breastfeed anymore. So they're saying it's not true. But while I commend La Leche League for all the value they've provided in getting more women to breastfeed, I have to say that they're absolutely wrong here. We know that glyphosate is showing up in breast milk. So how is it not getting into breast milk if the mother's being exposed to it?
She says here, the underlying premise is just completely wrong and not supported by any science. It's just kind of shocking that the medical community would put this out. She said,
again, I would say La Leche League is trying to suppress this information in fear that women will stop breastfeeding. They need to come forth and say, you should eat a healthy diet devoid of chemicals, because there is evidence that it does come out in the breast milk. How can they deny the German study where they looked at breast milk of mothers and they found glyphosate in it? How's the glyphosate getting into the breast milk if it's not coming through the mother?
Also, if you remember last week, we talked about a friend of mine who her daughter-in-law is now breastfeeding, and the doctor told her to eat peanuts and things that she wants the baby to have an immune system built up against, because that is transferred to the baby.
And let's face it, I mean, you know, doctors are telling women what type of foods to eat, because how are they going to produce enough milk if they're not fueling their bodies with the right nutrients?
Right.
So it does affect whether it's directly.
Great point. If food doesn't affect the quality of breast milk, then mothers should just fast while they're breastfeeding. We know that mothers that don't get enough omega-3s in their diet have less omega-3s in their breast milk, and that affects the baby's brain formation.
If there's not a folic acid, we have more birth defects.
Yeah, I think La Leche League is not doing the right thing by coming forth and saying, look, the healthier you are, the healthier your breast milk is, but don't stop breastfeeding no matter what. That should be their position.
Well, if alcohol, they tell women not to drink or smoke, if alcohol is going to be present in the breast milk, then why isn't a soda that you drink?
You know, there you go. Yeah,
exactly.
They're contradicting their own statements.
Well, it's for their agenda, as you said, you know.
They're afraid that mothers are going to go, oh, I have a crap diet, I'm not going to breastfeed, I'll just buy formula. No, breast milk is always going to be better than the formula, but try to clean up your diet. That's all.
Yes, I agree. They're citing one 1996 study that was published in Georgetown University Medical Center that confirmed findings that even when a mother's own supply of nutrients and energy is limited, she's still able to produce breast milk of sufficient quantity and quality to support the growth and health of her infant.
I agree with that.
Sufficient.
Yes, I agree with that. Sufficient. But keep in mind that it's now robbing important nutrients from the mother's body that to give to the baby, because the baby is the most important. But the other thing to take away from that is that a mother who eats a healthy diet will produce better breast milk.
Yes.
So I don't, I agree. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater or without the breast milk.
but isn't it the same true with cattle? I mean, you know, why do you grass feed to get higher quality milk?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's a good point.
No doubt about it. What you feed the host is what they produce in breast milk. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think that's not La Leche is not putting out a good message for women.
Again, I understand what they're doing. It's kind of like the FDA saying don't wash your chicken because people are too stupid to then wipe down their countertops. When what they should have been saying was if you wash your chicken, wipe down your countertops. But they think, oh, people are too stupid to do that. Let's just tell them not to wash their chicken and leave the salmonella on there when they cook. La Leche League is going, look, we don't want to scare women away from breastfeeding. Let's tell them this is a lie. That's all. Hey, Elliot, why don't we go ahead and take our break now? How's that sound? Let's go ahead and roll the music. We've got lots of good stories to talk about today on Casual Friday. I'm here in Billings, Montana at the headquarters of All American Pharmaceuticals. And Elisa is there in the studio with Elliot Turt producing our show. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. I am here in Billings, Montana. Beautiful, beautiful Billings, Montana, where beef is king. And I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I hear a
commercial.
I hear a commercial playing in the background. It must have been from my laptop. Sorry about that. Anyway, so Elisa, what is the next story on the list that we can talk about?
Okay, so what would you do if you could eat 6,000 calories a day, would you?
If it didn't have a deleterious effect on my health and my weight, and it just converted to muscle, and I could be 600 pounds of solid muscle, yeah.
Well, these men ate 6,000 calories a day to see how obesity leads to diabetes. And I guess they were happy about being able to eat 6,000, consuming 6,000 calories a day.
But I don't think that's – what were the calories made of? If it was predominantly protein and fat, I think there's a different outcome than if it was predominantly carbs and fat.
Well, after a week of eating 6,200 calories a day, which was a diet rich in carbohydrates and fat that included foods like hamburgers, pizza, and cookies, the men gained nearly 8 pounds on average, and all of the weight that was gained was fat. They were confined to hospital beds, so they could not get any physical activity. The doctors were basically...
Oh, this is what they do to veal. That's what they do to veal. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
The researchers were interested in learning how obesity triggers insulin resistance.
So, did I miss something? Because I was typing with Elliot. Did I miss something? Did you say what the macronutrients were, or were they just random calories?
They were carbohydrates, mainly carbs and fats, with foods that included hamburgers, pizza, cookies, things like that.
Pizza. I mean, that's where the magic is. So, if these guys were eating high protein, high fat, low carb, different outcome than if they're eating...
But the researchers were trying to find out what causes diabetes. They were trying to, these men volunteered to do this so that the researchers could test them to find out about insulin resistance.
So are you shocked by that type of a research study where they subject the patient to this kind of exposure to a disease?
No, I'm just saying that these guys volunteered to do
yeah,
this.
I mean, I think it's very noble that they did that. And obviously it's reversible too. That's the good news, because if it's metabolically driven, they just have to reverse what they're doing. But I think the magic is just the carbs. I think if they just ate 3,000 calories a day of exclusively carbs and fats, they would still end up with insulin resistance.
They developed I'm sorry.
Did you say the study was just a week?
Yes, they developed insulin resistance after 2 to 3 days.
That's pretty profound.
That is.
And this makes sense, because we know that a single can of soda in a 24-hour period can shift the body towards insulin resistance. That's 43 grams of sugar. So the body is very sensitive to what you give it.
Well, that goes back to the breastfeeding thing, you know? Anyway, samples of the participants' urine and fat tissue showed that there was an increase in oxidative stress in their bodies, which means that there was an increase in compounds that are toxic to cells. These oxidative stress cause changes in a protein called GLUT4, which normally helps sugar get inside the cells.
Right.
I found it interesting that they developed insulin resistance in 2 to 3 days.
I would love to see what the washout was. How long did it take them to get back to baseline once they stopped this inactivity, inappropriate macronutrient ratio diet?
One of the researchers said that the new findings suggest that treatments that use antioxidants might help prevent insulin resistance.
Now, there's an interesting side to this I didn't think of. But yes. I just don't buy that. And it's from oxidative stress that insulin resistance occurs. I don't buy that. That doesn't work well in my mind for some reason.
Well, speaking of insulin resistance, Olive Garden, they have
Olive Garden has a new bottomless bowl of insulin resistant developing bread this week.
Well, actually, for 7 weeks straight, you can, for $100, you buy a pass for $100. You can go to Olive Garden and eat unlimited amounts of pasta, breadsticks, salad, and Coca-Cola beverages. It's the never-ending pasta pass is what it's called. It went on sale yesterday at 2 o'clock. They're selling 2,000 passes, including 1,000 that extend the unlimited pasta offer to your entire family.
I think that they should approach Olive Garden the way you would approach a drug dealer. This is pandering to people who are probably already sick with insulin resistance or pre-diabetes, because they're going to go there and they're going to eat everything they can and drink all the soda they can. This is shameful. How is this any different than walking into an AA meeting and going, "Hey, O'Doul's bar across the street, all you can drink for a buck. Come on over." I mean, you're pandering to people who already have an illness. It's giving them exactly what's going to make them worse.
It was so popular last year that their website crashed the night before they went on sale.
This is sad. This is a sad testament to the fact that nobody in this country gives a damn about hurting and killing people if they can make a buck at it.
This article talks about a guy who actually did this. He was a research analyst for Bisner Insider Intelligence. Mm-hmm. He said he ate there 20 out of the first 25 days, but he stopped because he started getting horrible canker sores from all the salt in the pasta.
Oh, salt, and also he was developing deficiencies in a particular amino acid that we talked about on Science for Humans once. That leads to these types of canker sores. Which one was that? Wasn't that
lysine?
Lysine. He's probably having a severe lysine deficiency and or an imbalance on lysine and leucine. I mean, this is where these illnesses come from. Look at this.
Well, and they didn't include the salad, so it's just pasta, breadsticks, and Coke.
Oh my God, how disgusting! And you know, people are going to go in and just eat pasta, breadsticks, and Coke.
Well, that's what you get for $100.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get anything else.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that is disgusting. I don't think I'll be eating at Olive Garden anytime soon.
Terrible. Very, very terrible. I can't believe it. Hey, Elliot, why don't we go ahead and take our break now so we can get back on the program clock, because we went a little long in the first segment. And then we can come back and pick it up on the other side with some more stories. This is Carl Lenore. I'm in the studio here at All American EFX. And Elisa is there in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're bringing you the magic of Suprema Radio through a live remote. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Back to Casual Friday. Don't forget, we forgot to announce this at the beginning of the show, but today we will name the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. The winner gets 5 autographed Legacy of Iron books. Brooks Kubik is the only guy who writes fiction about physical culture. If you would like to know what it's like to sit down and have dinner with John Grimmick, it's in his books. Wow. 5 books. It's a 5-book collection called Legacy of Iron. Each one is autographed by Brooks. These are sure to become a collector's item someday. Nobody writes fiction about physical culture but Brooks Kubik. And at the end of today's show, we will name the winner because Elisa will give us the number and we will pick the name. How's that sound, Elisa?
That sounds great.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got a couple really good stories to talk about here. Which one do you want to start with first?
Well, I'd like to talk about one-third of U.S. kids still eat fast food every day.
I saw this when I was doing cardio the other day. And I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest with you.
Why?
Well, if it's one meal and the family is struggling financially and the kid is eating that, like a Wendy's burger and French fries, let's say, I don't know that I'm as concerned about that one meal as if the kid is eating all of their meals as fast food meals. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about that, Dr. Jeff?
You know, I think I kind of agree, but, you know, I noticed, like, our schools here, when we were in school, you used to have to eat at lunch.
Right.
Now they let them out, and right across the street is the pizza place or the Quickway.
Right.
So, you know, for sure they're eating crappy at lunchtime. But
right.
What are they doing for breakfast? So
yeah, what do the other meals look like? That's the real concern. If the kid is a latchkey kid, and in the morning he stops at McDonald's and gets the Egg McMuffin, and then at lunchtime he's having Domino's pizza, and then he gets home for dinner, and, you know, mom and dad are working, so he ends up passing by Popeye's Fried Chicken and picking up Now we got a problem. Now we got a kid who's getting way too much of the wrong fats, way too much of the wrong foods, way too much of artificial and chemical ingredients.
It says here that the kids are getting about 12% of their daily food from fast food.
Well, and again, 12% could be one meal.
And, you know, I'd rather see them having pizza for lunch than nothing.
Yeah.
You know, soda pop or a Red Bull or, you know, a monster drink, which is what
a lot of young kids are doing now.
Yeah.
This one is, I get it. You know, let's also acknowledge that 12%, I bet, is way far down from several years ago before we started focusing on the dangers of eating things like McDonald's, Wendy's, all these foods day in and day out. I mean, that guy did that show Supersize Me where he ate nothing but McDonald's every day. And he got so deathly ill that his doctor said, you got to stop doing this.
And interestingly, I had dinner with a girlfriend last night, and she has said this to me before, and she said it again last night. I can eat at McDonald's every day and not gain a pound.
Okay, but then she said later on in the conversation that this is the heaviest she's ever been.
Since she was pregnant, yes.
Right? Okay. So I guess she didn't hear the words that... Remember Chris Tucker to Jackie Chan? Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? I think she's not hearing the words that are coming out of her own mouth.
Okay, so back to the kids. I don't have this in the email to you guys, but I read an interesting study yesterday about how kids don't have time to eat lunch. Dr. Jeff brought up lunch. They don't have time to eat lunch. So what they're doing is grabbing pizza or whatever is the quickest to eat, when researchers for this study were saying that these children need more time to be able to sit down and eat a salad or a piece of fruit because the kids aren't choosing those options because they take longer to eat.
Yeah, I saw that study also, and I thought that was really good because, you know, 15 minutes or 20 minutes isn't enough time for lunch. So it also has to do with them, you know, their digestion, you know, rushing. And then a lot of them weren't finishing their milk. But by giving them the extra time, they were noticing all the milk was gone. And, you know, the things that they normally would eat second, they would eat all the sweets first.
Right, right. And this actually comes and speaks to a phenomenon that's been going on for probably the past 25 years now, and that is that parents and teachers, school administrators, and all the organizations that deal with children have loaded these kids up with so much work on a day in and day out. You know, you got the kids going to bed. Let's start at night. The kids going to bed at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It's only young children. They're getting up at 6, right? They're barely having anything to eat. They're rushed out the door. They go to school. They don't eat at lunch, or they're eating junk food at lunch. After school, mom whisks them away to field hockey. Then after that, they got to go to Kumon math. The kid's rolling into the house 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, has to eat, is supposed to be doing homework. I mean, I think that 100 years from now, they're going to look back at our generation and going to go, wow, you guys destroyed children by treating them like adults with these full schedules. They let them be kids. Let them have idle time. There's nothing wrong with idle time. The body needs it.
Well, and also, too, in that study, they were talking about kids didn't want to even eat lunch if they had recess after lunch. And why
really?
would they schedule research? I mean,
recess after lunch.
Yes, thank you.
Should be the probably should be the other way around. They should have recess and then eat lunch.
I agree, because they didn't. They were worried about. They wanted to get out there and, you know, play, and then they also were worried about eating too much because then they couldn't play.
Yeah, because they're full now. They don't want to play on a full stomach.
Yes.
You want to talk to me about that? I want to talk about the pumpkin spice latte.
Okay. Your body immediately after drinking a pumpkin spice latte.
Here's the noise that your body makes after drinking a pumpkin spice latte. That's what it does. isn't there like 43 grams of sugar in a medium pumpkin spice latte?
50 grams.
50.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine? Think about this. That's over 10 teaspoons of sugar.
12 teaspoons of sugar.
That's a lot.
And this is their most popular drink year in and year out. People wait for this drink to come out in this season.
Your heart pressure increases, and your heart can start to race from the caffeine that causes you to have trouble sleeping later. The 12 teaspoons of sugar causes your blood sugar to rise. Its caffeine increases your blood pressure, which also stimulates the release of sugar into the bloodstream.
But do they let people know that there's 50 grams of sugar and how many calories?
No.
That's what's, you know, kind of irritating is, you know, every other industry, you got to tell people. You know?
Yeah.
You should have to tell people.
Yeah.
You know.
Put it on the, yeah, they should put that underneath the label, underneath the thing on the board there. Pumpkin spice latte. 50 grams of sugar. It's probably got a ton of fat too, unless you get the low fat version.
It has 14 grams of fat.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And that's not so bad. It's not the fat I'm afraid of, but it's the fat in the presence of sugar that we understand oxidizes the fat and makes it bad for you.
And this is what a lot of the kids are eating for breakfast. So this isn't considered fast food. So if they're doing that, that's where we really eat.
You know, that's true. A lot of kids actually have their own Starbucks card that the parents give them so that they can stop at Starbucks on the way to school, on the way. And they just walk in and get a pumpkin spice latte, don't think anything about it.
My niece and nephew love Starbucks. So
all kids do, because it lets them feel like adults.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know... Elise's stepdad, Ben, told us this. Do you know that Starbucks is the number one largest fast food chain in the world?
I did not.
And they are the only fast food chain that peddles a drug, caffeine.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. That's interesting. Elliot's sitting over there with his Starbucks cup.
Sorry, Elliot. Sorry about that, man. It's okay for you to drink because you're older, Elliot.
We're talking about kids.
But you just can't give any to Luxie, that's all. His little girl.
But isn't every industry pushing caffeine on kids? I mean, monster drinks are not designed for adults. They're going after that young market.
Yeah, you know? the Mountain Dew drinker.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take our next break. Don't forget, at the end of today's show, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. And then next week we'll have a new secret word. We're going to have new prizes and everything. But let's go ahead and take our break now.
And when we come back, I want to talk about the Olympian who went from being an Olympian to a Vegas escort.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I want to talk about that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
Performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This is Casual Friday. I am in the studio at All American Pharmaceuticals with Dr. Jeff Galini. Elisa is there in Louisville, Kentucky, in the studio with Elliot Turton, and we are bringing you today's news and nutritional idiocies. So what do you want to talk about next, Elisa?
Well, I want to talk about this girl, Susie Favor Hamilton. She was actually an Olympic runner, and she was, I guess she was, went to Vegas and was leading a secret life. She was an Olympian during the day and a Vegas escort at night.
Okay.
And, you know, her bizarre behavior, they were trying to figure out what was wrong with her. Come to find out, she was bipolar. But the doctor hadn't diagnosed her as being bipolar. They gave her Zoloft. Well, first they gave her Prozac, and then they gave her Zoloft.
Poor thing.
And we talked about this last week, that when people are prescribed antidepressants, they work differently on the brain.
And we see a lot of personality changes in these people.
Yes.
I mean, look, you take people who aren't suicidal and make them suicidal by putting them on antidepressants.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, she was undiagnosed for years, and they, according to, I guess, a therapist, the side effect of the Zoloft on her brain made her more sexual.
Okay, so a couple questions for you, Elisa, and I don't know if you have done any back research, but did she have these problems when she was an athlete, or did these come on after she was an athlete?
No, during the time that she was an athlete.
So during when she was an athlete?
Yes.
Wow. So is she upset with the pharmaceutical company and the doctor that prescribed these SSRIs to her and led her down this path of problematic behavior?
She didn't. I read the article, and then I also saw an interview that she did. She just came out with a new book called Fast Girl. But she didn't indicate that she was. She probably has a lawsuit, in my opinion, but.
Well, she may or she may not. I mean, we're just gonna have to see how this plays out. But it is interesting. We know that drugs like SSRIs and even some of these hypnotic drugs that they prescribe for people to sleep. I mean, we hear about people who take Ambien and wake up in the middle of the night, get in their car, drive to Atlantic City, gamble, come home, go back to sleep, and don't remember doing it. This is
really
true. This isn't
wow.
Somebody trying to get out of their gambling debts. We know about people who take Ambien and wake up in the middle of the night and eat everything in the refrigerator, go back to sleep, wake up in the morning, and don't remember doing it. So we know these drugs have these effects.
And the psychologist says that people with bipolar disorder feel like they can do anything, and they lose contact with standard rules of behavior. Even the rules of nature, like that you can't walk on water, can get abandoned.
Yeah, amazing.
So I just thought that was interesting in light of the fact that we talked about how antidepressants work differently on people that aren't, in fact, depressed last week.
I wish her luck. I hope she finds answers. And I hope she's not still working as an escort in Vegas. So.
No, she's not.
Good.
Okay, so is your workout aging you, Carl?
I have a problem with this story too, but go ahead.
You have a problem with it? Why?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Well, so this is all about the face and what you look. My frustration is that the word anti-aging became co-opted to mean like how you look on the outside, and to those of us who are interested in longevity and anti-aging, it's anything but that. It's about how your body functions on the inside. And this woman is all worried about, like, I expected to open this up and find out that there's certain training that actually brings upon disease states faster. And instead, I found out it's like, oh, your neck muscles may be stretching your skin.
And you need to look in the mirror while you're doing your exercises.
And that's the worst thing you should do, because proprioception occurs when you're not looking in the mirror and you're balancing the weight and your body at the same time. But go ahead, Elisa. I'm sorry.
No. I wanted your take on it. Well, can't you have both? Can't you look good on the outside and inside too?
Yes, but it has to come from the inside. Looking good on the outside as a result of what you do to your body from the inside is the key. What you do on the outside doesn't help the inside. You know what I'm saying? So I think that if your training is stimulating your body to become progressively healthier, your skin will look healthier, your hair will look healthier. But if you put a henna on your hair, I mean, I see women, and I'm not trying to be cruel or rude, and I'm not Donald Trump, okay? I see women all the time. Their hair is perfectly coiffed. It's clear that they spend a lot of money on their hair. The color, the cut, it's beautiful. Their hair is beautiful. But when you look at their bodies, they're 300 pounds. Their skin on their face looks terrible. It's like worrying about how your hair looks should be secondary to worrying about how your body is, because that'll give you good hair. But spending a bunch of money on your hair
isn't the answer, or on Botox or anything else. That's not the answer.
Well, but this is a quick fix society. That's why yes. everybody wants to be able to take a pill and get thin.
Well, remember Billy Crystal on Saturday Night Live when he used to do Ricardo Montalban? He'd say, Oh, you look great. And it's always better to look good than to feel good.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this, he was making fun, but that's really how America is.
It is, you know. They're all worried about their face. You can cover up everything else, right?
Look, and you know, you didn't even comment about the fact that I stopped dyeing my hair.
Well, you look good. I didn't notice.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But I just stopped dyeing my hair. It got all gray. It's been all gray all along, but I just decided to heck with it. I'm not going to dye my hair anymore.
It looks good.
You know what? Elisa made a good point. It looks good when I'm tan. When I'm tan, it looks good.
Well, when you have a little bit of color, not necessarily tan, but when you have because you can walk out in the sun for 5 minutes and have color.
Yeah, I know. I know. Less that way. I know.
But there's more of a contrast. Yeah. That was my point.
But anyway, getting back to the story, she's talking about paying attention to your neck and its position while you're exercising. And if you're doing a heavy squat or a deadlift and you're busy paying attention to your neck, I got a feeling you're going to hurt yourself.
Well, I think that her story was about, you know, women not in the gym but doing, you know, these exercises for the face.
Ah.
Yeah, that was my take on it.
Okay. Yeah. Then that makes sense. So there was a woman that went viral that used to do exercises for the face. Do you remember seeing that, Elisa? Where she would like make all these weird facial expressions and it was to exercise the muscles in your face?
Yes, I do remember seeing that.
It was like in the 80s, right?
But maybe I should try that.
But oh, you don't need
but
it.
But if you're training properly, I mean, aren't our faces moving anyhow? We got mirrors in there.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if you're straining against the weight, your face is moving.
Well, and, you know, men shaving. I mean, that's why they say most men's faces are...
stay in better shape than women. Right? Yeah, and now they have something that dermatologists call it dermaplane, but it's just shaving.
No, we talked about that not too long ago, about women shaving now. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty funny.
And they have that Dollar Shave Club, and I guess they have razors for women as well. I don't know if it's...
Guess who started a shave club now?
Who?
Gillette.
Oh, jeez.
I was watching TV the other day, said Gillette, and they come to the Gillette website and join the Gillette Shave... Everybody's got a shave club. Remember, this is how the razor blade industry started. My father told me this story a long time ago. They had all these ships left over from the war. They were scrapping them, and the companies were buying the... After a straight razor, it was a safety razor. Okay? Safety razor, you twisted the bottom, the top opened like the roof of the Astrodome, and you dropped a two-sided blade in there. So getting all these men to switch from straight edge razors to safety razors required getting this new handle into their hand. So they gave the handles away because they knew the men would have to buy the razor blades. And in fact, if you go, I may have said this on the show once before, but if you go to an old house, a house built in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and the medicine cabinet in the house is still the same old medicine cabinet, and you open up the mirror, in the back is a slot. It looks like a coin slot, but it's not. It was for the old razor blades. When you were done with the razor blade, you're supposed to throw it in there, and it fell in the wall.
Oh, wow.
To get rid of them. So this idea of a shave club has been around since the inception of the safety razor, because that's what they did. They gave guys the blade, the handle, but then you had to buy the blade. Gem, Gillette, Schick, they all started as shave clubs.
Yep.
So this is nothing new. Everybody's coming back around now.
Isn't that, everything comes back around. Fashions, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we should go ahead and take our next break, Elisa. What do you think?
Okay, and then coming out of the break, I want to talk about... It's flu season, so guess what that means?
This is going to be good. I want to talk about this. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Live remote from Billings, Montana, the home of beef, beef, and more beef. Where's the beef?
We're going to have some, man.
Yeah, we got the meat here, baby. Ooh. So I gotta give a shout-out, Elisa, to Constantine Davison, because he's going to love this if he's listening live today. So you know I've been off caffeine for how long now, Elisa?
5 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, about 6 weeks. So yesterday I had a small cup of coffee, and it felt so good I had two already this morning.
I can tell.
I know. I'm fired up. I know. This is not going to become a regular occurrence. It's just right now. But well, yes. So, Con, if you're listening, I caved in, brother, and I drank coffee today.
Well, I think if you stay away from the 6-hour energies or whatever those are, you'll be fine. Yeah.
I was having two or three of those a day, the 6-hour energies. Yeah. Plus,
I think if you just do the coffee.
Yeah. The coffee doesn't do the same thing to me as those drinks do.
No, they don't. Just coffee, you're happy. The other ones, you turn into a different person.
I get ornery. Yeah, I get ornery.
Well, you know, I mean, caffeine in that form is much different on your body than drinking coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so, Lisa, let's talk about my favorite V word, and it's not Valentine's Day.
It's vaccines.
Yes.
So we went to the pharmacy before Carl left town to get some of the VSL, and the pharmacist said to us, Do you have someone to come to your business and give your employees vaccines? And I said no. And then Carl piped up and said, we don't do vaccines. And then the pharmacist said, well, I can come and give everyone a vaccination that gets them. And we were
I said, I do a radio show and you don't want to know what I say about vaccines on the air. Remember that?
Yes.
And actually, I didn't get one this year because I wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay. Well, okay, so you want to talk more about what you were about to talk about, vaccines, and then I'll inject what I want to talk about, or how do you want to
do? Did you have a story that you wanted to tell?
I got a couple stories I want to tell.
Okay, go ahead.
So first of all, yesterday morning I checked into my room when I got into Billings, Montana. I had to get some work done, so I flipped the channel to TV on as background noise, and it was Fox News that was on. And this guy, Greg Gutfeld, was on a show called The Five. And during the show, he said, and I'm going to read it because it's right here on his Facebook page. You cannot support a candidate who contradicts science on vaccines. People are dying from such idiocy. Now, he was talking about how Donald Trump and Ben Carson, who is a physician, all said, you know, kids are getting way too many vaccines too quickly. And even Rand Paul said, well, I believe in vaccines. People should have the right. So Gutfeld, this genius, he's a genius. He's a self-appointed genius because he's on Fox News. He says that anybody who contradicts science is an idiot when it comes to vaccines, and you shouldn't vote for anybody who talks about this. So I posted on his Facebook page first something kind of innocuous. I said, because of all these idiots out there, we have an epidemic of measles. And this is an example of the media leading the charge and no one using any critical thinking skills. So the first question I would ask is, how many of those kids who are in this measles epidemic from Disney World or Disneyland, wherever it was, actually already had the measles vaccine? When you look into that, you find out the majority of them.
Wow.
Now, so I said first to him, Greg, shouldn't they work as long as we're going to take them? And then I thought, this guy is really a fool, because he has a much bigger audience than I do. He's going to influence people's decisions. So then I said to him on his Facebook page, I said, vaccines actually do work. My opinion of vaccines is very much like GMO, like we talked about this morning.
Right.
Vaccines work. They have worked. They work through a process called hormesis, where if you give the body a little bit of an insult, not enough to kill it, but enough to get the immune system to respond, the immune system builds up strength against that insult. So then when you really do have the insult, you're not starting from ground zero. You already got a built-up immune system. The problem with vaccines is, in order for pharmaceutical companies to manufacture them and make profit, they have to make them in multi-injection vials, they have to preserve them, and they have to introduce things into them. That's part of the manufacturing process, not the vaccination process. So what it means is it's better for them to do it this way, not better for the person who gets it shot in their arm. Mm. Like monkey kidney tissue and all that stuff. Those are adjuvants that are designed to make their vaccines more effective at a lower price. Wow. This is where the problem is with vaccines. It's not the idea that if you come in contact with this attenuated virus that your body won't get stronger from it. It's from all the other stuff that they do so that they can sell a product that has a 3 or 4 year shelf life. And so I put that up there. And then I said to him, you're calling us idiots because we don't believe in science. Have you never heard of Vioxx, an FDA approved drug that caused 50,000 plus FDA approved deaths? And it was backed by supposedly the rigorous science that showed that it was safe and effective.
Like, so in other words, we're supposed to ignore, I said on his Facebook page, we're supposed to believe that science is infallible and incorruptible? You're the idiot.
Oh, boy.
It's the truth.
Yeah,
did he respond?
No, of course not. And he's written a book on how to win a debate. That's his. So his approach to winning a debate is just say it with enough force and it's true. What Greg needs to do is start to do some unbiased research on the problems with vaccines. And I don't mean the isolated case that that Donald Trump pointed to where a kid got a vaccine and 2 weeks later he developed autism symptoms. I'm not talking about that. But let's look at the number of people that got vaccinated the year that we had the greatest outbreak in the flu. All of them had been vaccinated. Or better yet, why does the American Red Cross say you cannot donate blood if you have come in contact within the past 2 weeks with someone who has gotten the whooping cough vaccine? That means that the whooping cough vaccine creates an environment for transference of the whooping cough. So even though you didn't have the whooping cough, you may have the virus in you because you came in contact with somebody who had the vaccine, not the illness.
Okay.
See, there's a lot of unanswered questions when it comes to vaccines, but the idiots who don't want us to use critical thinking and just march lockstep off the cliff like a lemming or say, oh, how can you contradict science? Science has been wrong a million times. Go look at all the drugs that have been recalled by the FDA.
Okay.
But look at the science. The science is what the drug companies are giving us. They're not showing us everything.
Right.
We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But Carl, you said something that is interesting because you said that vaccines work. Okay.
Yes.
So my question is when I was younger, I was really allergic to insect stings and I had to get a series of shots to protect me.
Right, to build your immune system.
To build my immune system. But I have been told that I should carry an EpiPen with me in case I ever get stung by a group of, not just one, but by a group of wasps or bees, that
right.
I need to take something immediately or go directly to the hospital. So if I had all those vaccines to stop that, why am I still allergic to them?
Well, because there's no guarantee that vaccines work. That's the dirty little lie. The dirty little lie that we see all the time from people who get the flu vaccine and they get the flu, people who get the whooping cough vaccine and then get the whooping cough, because that was just written about 2 months ago. The pharmaceutical companies came out and said, if your kid got the whooping cough vaccine and still got the whooping cough, don't despair. It still made their immune system stronger. So vaccines are not really as effective as they want you to believe, because this is a huge money-making business. Vaccines are like insurance. You pay for it every single month, and if your house doesn't burn down, it worked, right?
Well, this morning there was one of the ladies on one of the shows, I don't know, and she was talking about it's flu season, it's time to get your flu vaccine, and she said, and this year's vaccine works a lot better than last year's vaccines.
Yeah. Which remains to be seen.
But, you know, it's interesting because I found out last year, a little more education, my pharmacist said, oh, boy, the CDC had it completely wrong this year.
Right.
So I guess they guess on what type
every year
of
they guess,
is, and that's what they put in the cocktail.
Yes. And the reality is that the more variations of viruses they have in there, they don't have a 1+1 effect. They have a 1 × 1,000 effect. So when you start adding viruses together, attenuated viruses together, when they get into your body, they can actually team up and mutate into something completely new. So these multi, like the diphtheria, mumps, measles vaccine, these multi virus vaccines are so dangerous, no one wants to talk about it, but it's a fact.
I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the vaccines that's called the Fluzone.
Yeah.
This is a vaccine that, well, there's a high dose and then a regular Fluzone that's being targeted to, the high dose is being targeted to patients over the age of 65. The high dose flu vaccine contains 4 times the amount of antigen the part of the vaccine that causes the body to produce antibodies. In regular flu shots, high-dose flu shots, along with the additional antigen produced, are intended to create a stronger immune response. Well, so they're targeting this to seniors over the age of 25. I mean, I'm sorry, 65. But in the drug trials, 23 seniors died in their drug trials with the high-dose Fluzone vaccine.
Right, right. And keep in mind that they vaccine, then they say, well, it wasn't the vaccine. Yeah. I love when they do that sort of stuff. Isn't that what they said?
Yes. They said that. That's exactly what they said.
Yeah, and that's what they always do. This is, you know, this is such a problem. And the sad part is that African Americans have a higher risk of developing diseases and dying from vaccines than Caucasians. No one talks about that. There's a study that shows that. I think it's a fivefold higher risk. And Elisa said to me the other day, look at this ad for Walgreens. Every time you get a vaccine, they're going to vaccinate a kid in some, you know, third world country. And they had all these African babies with the Walgreens Band-Aid on their shoulder. And I said to her, yeah, and those are the kids that get sicker and die from the vaccines more so than the kids here.
Wow.
It's, you know what? If you want to get a vaccine, God bless you. Do it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Understand the risks. The smallpox vaccine of yesteryear was just the actual tissue from someone's smallpox wound. And they scraped your skin and they put it on it. There was no thimerosal. There were no monkey kidney cells. There was no aluminum. There was none of this other stuff that's required for mass production of vaccines that influences the sale of vaccines. Vaccination works through hormesis. And it is a viable way of boosting the immune system. Is it 100% effective? Absolutely not. And is it 100% dangerous? Absolutely not. When does it get dangerous? When the pharmaceutical companies start to mass produce them because they want to make money at it. And that's the God's honest truth. But nobody wants to talk about it. And you got guys like this guy, Greg Gutfield, out there telling people, oh, this is idiocy, questioning vaccines. Was it idiocy to question Vioxx? Or how about when doctors used to give people mercury because they said that cured diseases? They had science to prove that, too. What about thalidomide? I mean, I can go through a list of some hundreds of drugs that have harmed people, that the FDA approved, that pharmaceutical companies provided science for and said it's completely safe. And then you have these guys like Greg Gutfield out there saying things like they say, making people feel bad for applying critical thinking and going, you know, I need to think about this a little more.
Can I say something?
Some guys, talking heads' advice on it.
Besides the 23 seniors that died, there were additional 249 serious adverse events out of 3,833 participants.
That's pretty significant, isn't it, Dr.
Yeah.
Jeff? 200 plus over 3,000?
Yeah. Did they say how many were in the study?
3,833 were in the study. Oh,
That's almost 10%.
I mean, I know the clinical trial I did to get an FDA orphan drug. I had one person that got upset stomach, and they threw a fit. If I'd have had somebody die, they would have canceled the whole thing and probably thrown me in jail.
But vaccines are a much bigger business than you or I. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There was a guy in Miami who had a 275-pound bench press that got a vaccine, and then 8 days later, he was rushed to the Miami hospital, and the first question they asked him was, did you just receive a flu shot? And he had a Guillain-Barré syndrome. And then the doctor...
And a lot of people get Guillain-Barré syndrome from vaccines.
Then the doctor...
And it's from the bovine... They use bovine serum as a medium in vaccines, and that's been shown that when it bypasses the digestive process of the gut and goes right into the bloodstream, it can destroy kidneys, it can destroy the brain, it can do it. And if they inject it right into you.
They said in this interview, there was a news commentator talking about it, and she went in and talked to him. And then she said, don't worry though, only one in a million gets the GBS or the Guillain-Barré syndrome. So remember to go ahead and get your vaccination.
And I've talked about this before. The government operates on a for the greater good
approach. If you happen to be the one person that something kills, you did it for a good reason. It's for the rest of the people. And that's, a lot of people are fine with that, except when you're the 1%. Mm. Hey, we have to take a break, Elisa.
Okay.
Let's take one quick commercial break. The show, we're announcing the winner of the Secret Word Contest. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Casual Friday. I am in Montana at All American Pharmaceuticals with Dr. Jeff Galini. Elisa is there in the studio with our producer, Elliot Turton. And the magic of technology brings us all together to provide you with hopefully an entertaining and informative show. So, I see we're going to talk about dust mites. Is that true?
That is true. That is true. So there's some controversy about whether making your bed or leaving your bed unmade will control dust mites.
And see, I'm a proponent of not making the bed, but Elisa's really big on like coming, you know, when you come home at night, the bed should be nice and fresh. You sleep better. And so it's somewhere an area that we differ. So what did we find out?
Well, there was a doctor out of Kingston University that said that not making your bed in the morning might help because dust mites thrive in a warm, moist environment. Mm-hmm. He claims that getting rid of them is as simple as taking that away. Leaving the bed unmade during the day can remove moisture from the sheets and mattress, so the mites will dehydrate and eventually die.
But then what do you do? Make the bed right before you go to sleep? I say just leave it that way and get back in.
Well, but it looks messy.
Yeah, I know. And so the other thing that people, so everybody's like, I like dust mites. They eat your dead skin. Imagine if we didn't have dust mites, a pillow would be like a rosin bag. Your mattress would be like a rosin bag. You'd have all that dead skin from years of sleeping in your bed would just accumulate into a big cake of powder.
So there's a woman from the Good Housekeeping lab, their cleaning lab, that mm-hmm. said her opinion is that dust mites are everywhere. Yeah. So she doesn't think that the unmade bed strategy will make a huge difference in your home. She does, however, recommend throwing back your bedding when you get up in the morning so that the moisture will evaporate. And then, like, after you've had breakfast, to make your bed after that. So to let it dry out.
You know, now if you're really worried about dust mites, you know what you could do? Get yourself a big ultraviolet UV fluorescent light and wand your bed before you make it. Because the UV will kill the dust mites. So there you go. I just gave somebody an idea for a product.
Yeah.
Right? So you got something that you put in your bed that transmits UV using LEDs, cool LEDs, and kills the dust mites in your bed.
So Carl, you were talking about pillows. In this Wiki How about how to get rid of dust mites, it says that you should consider throwing away pillows that are 6 months to 2 years old. Down pillows and comforters attract the most dust mites, and they cannot be conventionally cleaned to get rid of dust mites. After 2 years, your pillows might weigh 10 to 15% dust mite waste.
But again, the dust mites are eating your dead skin. They're doing you a favor. Imagine if the dust mites didn't eat your dead skin. You'd be 10 to 15% heavier in dead skin in your pillows and festering there.
Well,
no, they don't even bother you.
Yeah. Well, then who cares, huh?
I like this other solution, Elisa. The, what is it? The eucalyptus and vodka. So you get eucalyptus oil and you spray it on your mattress and your pillow, and you drink a couple shots of vodka, and you don't care about the dust mites.
Yeah, so that's another option is the vodka. You spray it onto your bedding.
It's alcohol.
And upholstery.
Everclear.
They're saying upholstery and carpets as well. Because
you know what? I'm going to start a petition. Let the dust mites live. They deserve to live too. They're doing us a big favor. Imagine the world covered in a fine white powder that is all of our dead skin if it wasn't for dust mites.
Yep.
I mean, really. Leave them alone. Who are they hurt? My father would say, who are they bothering? Leave them alone.
Right.
Okay, so my question. So we were going to talk about, you know, the 5-second rule, if you can eat food after you drop it on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you drop, say, your melatonin that you take before bed, if you drop it on the floor around your bed, there's obviously going to be dust mites everywhere.
Yes, yes.
Should you take your melatonin after you've dropped it on the carpet or and
this is a loaded question because she knows that I do. When I drop a pillow on the floor before I go to bed, I pick it up and I eat it.
Well, research has shown that there's no such thing as a 5-second rule.
No, I know.
Immediately, if it hits bacteria, it's contaminated. Yeah.
But you know what the answer to that is? Something research needs to look at is that the kiss it up to God rule. Right. When we were kids, if we got a piece of candy, you just ran to the store, you spent your only 2 cents, you got a Tootsie Roll. You're unwrapping the Tootsie Roll, it falls on the dirty sidewalk in Brooklyn. You pick it up, you kiss it, and you hold it up to God. And that's, right. And look, none of us got sick.
But isn't that like taking a vaccine? It helps build your immune system.
There you go. There you go.
So do you know where the 5-second rule thing came from?
Or, no, I have no idea.
Well, they're talking about Julia Child may have contributed to this food myth. Some viewers of her cooking show insist that they saw her drop lamb or whatever the meat was that she was cooking on the floor, and she picked it up with the advice that if they were alone in the kitchen, the guests would never know. In fact, it was.
And that probably happens in commercial kitchens every day.
Oh, you know it does.
Oh, I'm sure. In fact, it was actually a potato pancake, and it fell on the stovetop, not on the floor. She put it back in the pan, saying, "But you can always pick it up, and if you're alone in the kitchen, who is going to see?"
Yeah. There you go.
I just thought that was interesting.
Now, I know Elisa won't drop something on the floor and take it. She throws it away.
Of course, you know what I found interesting is that the kind of surfaces make a difference. Carpets seem to be slightly better places to drop your food than wood or tile.
And that makes sense because a smooth surface, everything stays on top.
Yeah. Now, I won't eat food that hits the floor, but if I drop a pill or something, yeah. I'm not going to waste
it. I do rub it. I do like wipe it on my leg or something just in case.
Blow it off, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
When carpet was inoculated with salmonella, less than 1% of the bacteria was transferred. But when the food was in contact with tile or wood, 48 to 70% of the bacteria was transferred.
That's wow, amazing.
That is.
So I guess it depends also on how clean the floors are or whatever.
Well, then we're safe in your house because you could eat off the floors at Lisa's house. It doesn't matter. So there you go.
So I do want to talk a little bit about the family that was poisoned by pesticides.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And then we'll take our break and come back to talk about Monsanto being compared to the tobacco industry.
Okay. Just really quick, you know, do you remember the family from the Virgin Islands that were?
Yeah, the son was hospitalized. The son was really, really sick, right?
Yes, very sick. And he still is. They haven't. He hasn't completely, and the father hasn't completely recovered yet.
They had Terminex, I think, come out and spray the house or treat the house with termites. And they came home like they were supposed to do and moved back into this is that one, right? Not the ones that were on vacation. Or is this the one that was on vacation?
The ones that were on vacation in the Virgin Islands.
Okay, yeah, this is a different one. Yeah, they checked into a room and they got sick that had already been treated with insecticides. Wow.
And it was methyl bromide.
Yeah, methylbromide, yeah.
Bromine.
Which I think is...
It's restricted in the USA. You can't use it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they had to go to the Virgin Islands to get some.
Isn't that highly toxic?
Yeah. Terrible. You go on vacation thinking that you're going to have a wonderful time and be relaxed, and you come back and your family is just torn apart because everybody's got exposed to this chemical.
Sad. Very, very sad.
So anyway... the EPA and Terminex have done national inventories checking for improper methylbromide use.
I wonder if they're using it in the United States and nobody knows.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Does anybody go and verify what's in a pesticide?
No, because you figure it's killing things anyway.
Yeah.
We don't have our house sprayed.
Never. In fact, in the studio, because the building I'm in, they spray once in a while, and when I see the guy coming, I say, "No, don't spray back by my studio back there." He goes, "Okay, okay."
Yeah, it says the EPA had a meeting with every region in the nation about the case and sent out a safety alert to all states and territories asking for increased vigilance of distribution and use of methyl bromide to ensure the product is not being applied in residential settings. I thought that it was not supposed to be used at all.
That's what I thought. I thought that the fact that it's not allowed to be used in the United States. I mean, that's it. Used for anything, I thought.
That's what I thought, too.
Well, there you go. But, hey, science has proven that it's safe.
Yeah.
Let's send some to that guy Greg Gupton's house, or whatever it is, Gutfield's house. Let's send him a big bag of it.
Yes.
All right, let's do this, Elisa. Let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about Monsanto, because it wouldn't be Casual Friday if we didn't talk about Monsanto. And then we'll announce the winner of the Secret Word Contest. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Looking at me, eyes all sticking like honey on bees. Look at that.
Welcome back to Casual Friday here at the Superhuman Radio Network. This is a live remote from All American Pharmaceutical in Billings, Montana. And after this next story, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. How exciting, isn't it, Elisa?
Excited.
Sound excited. In fact, your voice was so low at first, I didn't hear it.
Oh.
Anyway, okay, so let's talk. It wouldn't be Superhuman Radio if we didn't talk about Monsanto. I mean, Monsanto. Sorry about that.
So, Monsanto's sealed documents reveal the truth behind Roundup's dangers.
And I know what they're going to say already. So, go ahead, talk about who petitioned to get these documents.
Well, Anthony Samsel, S-A-M-S-E-L, is an independent research scientist working internationally in the interest of public health and the environment. He's a member of the Union of Concerned Scientists and a former scientist and consultant at Arthur D. Little. He's devoted much of his independent research on Roundup's toxicological characteristics and bioactivity. Actually, he's also working alongside with Stephanie Sinoff,
who's been on the show numerous times and is a brilliant MIT researcher who is outspoken about the things that are dangerous in our environment today.
He was not able to gather research reports from Monsanto submitted to the EPA, so he turned to his senator's office, who assisted him in procuring studies and reports. He received a hoard of scientific documents, over 15,000 pages worth, covering Monsanto's complete glyphosate research. So he and Dr. Sinoff have been reviewing this data, and I guess they have a study coming out in October. Their conclusion is Monsanto's claims about glyphosate's safety are patently false.
Okay.
The company has no...
Whatever his name is, from Fox News is listening to this one. Because this is another thing that's backed by science. Right.
The company has known for almost four decades that glyphosate is responsible for a large variety of cancers and organ failures. Clearly, it was for this reason that Monsanto demanded that the data and reports be sealed and hidden from public scrutiny.
You know, so many months ago, we were getting ready to do a show on glyphosate. So I just went, you know, USPTO.gov, and I put the word glyphosate in there, and over 100 patents came up for glyphosate. Monsanto has patented glyphosate in combination with other things for other. So I just started reading them. Every single one that I opened, which was just top down, I just went top down, says at the very beginning that glyphosate is an antimicrobial antibacterial. Okay? So I'm thinking to myself, antimicrobial, antibacterial, that's an antibiotic, right? Yeah. Okay. So then, about 15 or 16 patents in, I find a patent for the use of glyphosate in combination, I think it was with amoxicillin, on humans as a dual antibiotic therapy. So I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. They know it's an antibiotic because they're talking about using it on humans as an antibiotic and they're spraying it on our food. And you would have to live under a rock not to know anything about low levels of antibiotics in animals and diseases, resistant C. diff, MRSA, all these things. I mean, we know that, hey, don't let your kid take antibiotics for no reason at all. Antibiotics, no more antibiotics in poultry. Meanwhile, glyphosate is being sprayed on crops. You looked it up. How many millions of pounds a year?
280.
280 million pounds a year in the United States.
That's 1 pound per American.
That's 1 pound per American, and that's just glyphosate, folks. There's other things out there that have this similar effect. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. We don't need science studies. This is an antibiotic that we are consuming in low levels day in and day out that is in everything. It's even showing up in women's breast milk. And you mean to tell me that this government isn't going to Monsanto, look, we can't protect you much longer. You got to get this stuff off the market. No, instead, they add 2,4-D to it. Now they want to really just kill us out. They're like, you know what? It's taking too long to kill the population. We need to get rid of people faster. Let's add 2,4-D to it. We'll just wipe out the whole population.
Crazy. That's all I got.
So how much you want to bet? And I'm gonna email Dr. Senef. She'll come on the show. How much you want to bet that its effects as an antibiotic, a low-level chronic administration of antibiotic in our food chain, is one of the problems with it? How much you want to bet? I wrote a blog about it. I'm an idiot. I'm just an idiot who does a radio show.
And if you recall, people were on the internet trying to discredit Dr. Senef, saying she's just got a PhD in computer science.
But she has a PhD in biology too. She has a PhD in computer science, so she understands how to take a computer and do high level analytics with it. Mm-hmm. And she has a PhD in biology. So you have a scientist who understands where to get the information and then how to put it into a computer to make meaningful reports out of it. They only focused on that she has a computer science PhD. They didn't say that she also has a PhD in biology.
You know what? I don't care what you got your PhD in. You know what? That means you got some type of intellect.
Yes,
you
know, exactly.
Because you chose to go into that field doesn't mean that you're naive about any other field.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. So we have to have Dr. Senef on the show. We have to. I want her to break the news on our show.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Monsanto, their time is limited. It really is. You know what? Politicians are the least loyal.
Well, but do you really think, do you think it's going to take, the tobacco industry? It took down a whistleblower. It took a whistleblower to take down the tobacco industry.
It's going to take a whistleblower probably who really has real good information at Monsanto, a high level executive at Monsanto, who's understands all of the intricacies of their corruption and comes forth and blows the whistle on them. That's because then politicians are going to go, oh, now the cat's out of the bag. Plausible deniability is not working now. We can't say we didn't know. Because politicians love plausible deniability. If I can prove that I didn't know, then I'm not part of the deal.
Yeah, not my problem.
That's why Bill Clinton answered the question when they asked him about Monica Lewinsky. He answered it specifically. Him and his wife, they're the most skilled at doublespeak. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. If you look at that sentence from the standpoint of an English professor, I did not have sex with that woman. That could be any woman in the crowd.
Right.
And then he just put Monica Lewinsky on the end. He didn't say, I didn't have sex with Monica Lewinsky. I did not have sex with that woman. Monica Lewinsky, he did that because he's a lawyer. He knows how to lie. That's what lawyers do. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay? And Hillary Clinton's no better.
Oh, my goodness.
But not to get into that, the bottom line is, yes, it's going to take a whistleblower. And the whistleblower that comes out against Monsanto, I think Pope Francis should beatify him immediately and make him a saint.
Yeah, exactly.
Immediately. Whatever his name is, if his name is Bill Johnson, Saint Bill Johnson, because he's going to actually save future populations from going through what we're going through now.
And also, I wanted to mention the comparison of Monsanto to the tobacco industry and the fact that the tobacco industry hired doctors to say that their tobacco was safe to smoke. Monsanto's hired scientists and university researchers to go around and talk about how GMOs are safe and to write reports and do research.
Glyphosate is harmless.
Yes.
2,4-D is going to be fine. It's not the bad part of Agent Orange. The other part we're leaving out was the bad part. Exactly. And this is exactly goes back to this Greg Gutfield from Fox News. This guy he's got to be an idiot to think that they can't manipulate science. It's done every day. It's done every day. That's why there was a movement at one time to force the NIH to release all research that taxpayer dollars funded, regardless of outcome. Because there's a lot of studies that halfway through they go, we got to pull the plug on this. It's not going in the direction we want it to go.
Right.
And there was talk about forcing the NIH, hey, look, if it's taxpayer dollars, good or bad, hell or high water, we want to know what happened in those studies. And the NIH stood still and said, no, we can't do that. Who are they protecting? They're not protecting the people.
Well, and they only report from the studies the part that they want you to hear that meets their agenda. And
yes.
That's the problem. You know, if they were to report the whole studies, then we would have both sides.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Well, we did have a win this week. The United States Appeals Court ruled on Thursday that federal regulators erred in allowing an insecticide, which is developed by Dow AgroSciences, to be on the market.
Do we know which one that is?
It's called, let me find it, S-U-L-F-O-X-A-F-L-O-R.
Sulfoxaflor.
It's a subclass of a neonicotinoid.
So there you go. But I'm sure they had science that showed it, that proved it was safe when they released it, right?
Oh, I'm sure, but the lawsuit was filed in 2013 against the EPA by a number of organizations who represent the honey and beekeeping industry. Mm-hmm. They challenged the EPA approval of this insecticide, saying that studies have shown they are highly toxic to honeybees. And so this was a victory for beekeepers. Thank, you know, at least we have a little bit of traction here.
Do you want to take a break now, Lisa, and come back and announce the winner?
That's fine.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. Stay tuned. It may be you. You may hear your name. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday, Superhuman Radio Network. Elisa Profumo in the studio. Dr. Jeff and I here in beautiful Billings, Montana. So, Elisa, do we have anything else we want to talk about before we announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I don't have a drum roll set up, so I'll do it. Hold on.
Nice.
Elisa picked gave me a number at the beginning of the show. We pulled it up, just went down the list of emails that we've gotten in sequence. Sean Hines, H-Y-N-E-S, of Virginia Beach, Virginia, won the complete collection of Legacy of Iron books from Brooks Cubic. How cool is that?
Way to go.
Congratulations, Sean.
So I'll send him an email and let him know that he won the Secret Word Contest this week. We have a new Secret Word Contest starting next week with new prizes, exciting things happening. Always. That's why it always pays to listen to the commercials on Superhuman Radio. I have a lot of people say, oh, I hate commercials. Well, not when you win $150, $200 worth of something.
No kidding, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's it, huh?
Yes, I guess so. So you guys going to go eat some of that Montana beef for lunch?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, we are.
I'm having beef. I'm fasted from last night, so I am going to eat a lot of beef when we get out of here.
And we're going to have your portion, too. So
yeah, we're going to eat your portion since you're not here, Elisa.
Okay, well, somebody has to do it. I'm glad you guys can do that for me.
Thanks to all the listeners for listening today. Thank you, Elisa, for putting the show together. Dr. Jeff for hosting. You know, people don't realize what a major contributor All American Pharmaceuticals is to this process. The money that they give us every month actually allows us to do this show because we don't make enough from the advertisers the way we charge now. And so I think a lot of people don't realize how important AAP and All American EFX is to this process. Without Dr. Jeff, the show wouldn't be going on right now. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we've always believed in the show. And, you know, as people sometimes don't realize, it's expensive to do these kind of productions.
Big time.
You know?
Big time. We're not doing this, you know, today everybody's got a podcast. They buy they download Audacity, they get a couple microphones, and they go on one of these conference call lines and they put that's not what we're doing here. These are real studios with automation equipment. We got producers like Elliot Turton helping us out. I mean, it's a big process, so thank you very much to All American Pharmaceuticals, All American EFX Sports. Learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com, and we'll see everybody Monday with more Superhuman Radio.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, I was waiting for the signature bye from Elise. Okay, see everybody next week.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more.